Well, Ben, the first thing I would just say is you're one of these few people that are in the rarefied air of actually playing in a World Cup. You played against Ghana in 2006 for the U.S. You know, just reflect on, you know, what it meant to you as a player to get to a place where every player literally dreams of getting.
I mean, that's it, right? I know it's cliche, but, you know, when you grow up in this sport and you start to excel and then you go to college and you play in the pros and you get a sniff on the national team, this is what you dream of. And to have your name announced to be a part of a World Cup team was an amazing feeling. And then also to get onto the field in a World Cup was an amazing feeling. It's one thing to go to a cup. You know, I feel very fortunate that I was able to be a part of the team, but get some minutes, because there's some people that don't get minutes. They go to the cup and they don't get in. And to play against Ghana in that game for, you know, wasn't that long, but to get a taste of that and play on that stage is something I'm very proud of, and I feel very fortunate that I was a part of.
What are some of the other things outside of the actual competition, just from being in the World Cup, the environment that sticks out in your head from that 2006 World Cup you played in and getting minutes against Ghana?
You know, it's a work trip. And I think people don't really fully get that. You know, it's an unbelievable achievement and it's wonderful. But for me, it was very tough to kind of be in the moment and enjoy it because it is it's as intense a work trip as you're ever going to go on. And the stakes are so high. You're so dialed in, both off the field and making sure you're preparing your body and making sure you're well versed in the opponent and just doing everything you can. So if you're called upon, you're at your best. And the stakes are, as I said, the stakes are super, super high. So I always argue that my family, that I must have bought 10 people, and they had a blast. For me, it was a work trip.
Ben Olsen joining us, new Houston Dynamo head coach, played in the 2006 World Cup for the U.S. men's national team, came on against Ghana. When you look at your team in 2006 and we fast forward now to 2022, I know you've watched the U.S. games in Qatar. What differences do you see?
Big difference between that team and this one. Age is the obvious one. We were a little bit of an older team. And looking back, maybe we needed a little bit of youth on that team. You know, that German team in Germany, you know, was coming off of a very good World Cup. We were extremely high in the rankings. And I thought it was, again, just a different makeup of team. A lot of those players were still in Europe, but it was still had some MLS-based players playing with that group. This team now currently probably was more European based than the team in Germany. But really the big difference, I think, was age. It was more of an older team. And this is one of the youngest teams I think the World Cup has ever seen.
Ben, what about playing style? For me, this is a pretty definitive World Cup for the United States. To me, it's a climb up the ladder from the standpoint of just, you know, having more of the ball, taking the game to opponents a little bit more. You know, some of these first halves were pretty spectacular in how dominant the U.S. was in a lot of facets of the game. Do you think we've evolved in that area when it comes to maybe having the ball a little bit more, controlling the game a little bit more, and maybe going after opponents a little bit more?
No question. I think that's a big difference between this team really compared to any other team that we've put on the world stage in a world tournament, not just the World Cup, any of these tournaments. Greg made teams adapt to the U.S. rather than the other way around. And I haven't seen that where teams were actually changing their natural tactics to counter what this team offered. So I think that is a feather in Greg's cap, but it's also showing you that what the development in this country is moving in the right direction. Players playing on some of the best teams in the world, and that's translating to the full team. And I thought it was the first three games. I thought were great. Of course, there's ebbs and flows. There's tactical adjustments from other teams to kind of change the course of the of games. But overall, the way we were able to put our stamp on games was something I haven't seen on the world stage for a U.S. team, and that is progress.
Yeah, to your point, I said on the radio this morning, never did I think I was ever going to see the Netherlands adapting their tactics for the United States, but I think it's pretty fair to say that's what we saw.
Sure, and now the next stage is to be able to adapt again and win those games. And so the some of the, we were a little naive in some of the moments, right? The big moments that could have changed the fortunes of the game, whether it's finishing out a play, being more cutthroat in front of goal, seeing out a few plays in the defensive end. Those are the things that are going to, you know, kind of stick with some of those players in exiting the World Cup, and that's okay. You know, let that hurt a little bit, and hopefully it's a young enough group. They continue to build together fix some of those things, and maybe in 4 years we score that goal, or we see how to play in the box, and we're able to advance further still while being evolving on the field and making teams adjust to us. And I was just really impressed with a large part of that tournament.
Ben Olsen, new Dynamo coach. We're talking about the World Cup 2022 in Qatar. Ben, as a coach, I know you know what criticism is like. It comes with the job. Greg Berhalter seems to be taking a lot of criticism. Look, we all know that people are going to be upset with roster choices and tactics and all kinds of things, but do you think the criticism is a little bit over the top for a guy who took this team into the round of 16 and to your point, you know, played a different type of U.S. soccer in this World Cup in 2022?
Yeah, I think it's yes, I think it's extremely harsh. Of course I'm biased. I've been on the other end of that, you know, if Christian scores that goal and early and we, you know, manage to see out that game, he's a genius. I mean, and right away the whole game changes. I don't think people appreciate, you know, some of the moments and how critical some of these moments are in both ends in the boxes that can change games. And that's not Greg. And I think he did a wonderful job keeping that team together. I felt the team chemistry and the way they looked after each other was wonderful. You know, that off the field stuff, that doesn't happen by accident. And I think Greg had a really good pulse of these young kids and what made them connect off the field. And I think you saw that in some of the resiliency in the first three games. And then, you know, that second game could have went the other way very easily, but, you know, it didn't. And that's soccer.
Ben Olsen joining us, you know, back to Greg and you know, team culture and all those things. Boy, you know, as an outsider, I just was very prideful watching these young guys, watching them handle, you know, Tyler Adams handling very provocative questions from the Iranian media. I just thought, you know, wow, the maturity beyond the years. What great representatives for our U.S. jersey.
I completely agree. To see him, the way he handled all that, the way Greg handled it. Greg's class. You know, he's a sharp guy. And I think he showed very well in this tournament. I think the stories around the players and the group mentality, selflessness of these players. There was so much positive within this last couple weeks of soccer for the U.S. Now it's important to push that now. Okay, understand that that has to get better now and continue over the next 4 years. And what does that look like as these guys get a little bit older and more sure of themselves? Is that chemistry, chemistry continue to be at a high level? Can we see out some of the plays in different ways and learn how to win against a high level competition in big moments and big on the world stage? I think that's the challenge. The fact that it's going to be home is exciting. And I'm proud of Greg. I'm proud of that team. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the future. I think it's bright.
Interesting what you just said, because it made me think about chemistry. And, you know, these are young guys. They're going to be changing as human beings over the course of the next 4 years. So if Greg Berhalter remains on board, maintaining that core of tremendous respect for each other and the focus on intense goals and things like that, that could change, right? With ego, absolutely. And these kids playing at big clubs.
No doubt. And that will be the challenge of the next coach. If it's Greg, if it's somebody else, that'll be a big challenge, because it is, you know, for a young group who is, going to their first World Cup, you know, it doesn't surprise you that it's a good collective group, and the excitement and the freshness of this qualifying for the World Cup first time in a little bit. So that didn't surprise me that there were a lot of egos and so 4 years could be different, but that's, you know, again, that's what coaches do. Coaches are hired to figure that part out. And I don't know what that looks like, but it may be more challenging.
Ben Olsen, Houston Dynamo coach, rarefied air, playing in the World Cup 2022. We appreciate Ben being on the show tonight. You know, I look at this tournament, and this is a pretty obvious thing I'm about to say, but, you know, obviously scoring goals, it's an art. It's a lot of things. I'm thinking if we had Memphis Depay playing as our number nine, we might have scored a few more goals in the first round, and we might have had things a little bit easier. Pretty simple thing to say, but I guess the big question is why isn't America in the United States, with all the players that we have, why aren't we producing more just kind of clinical type goal scorers or guys in that position central that can make a chance for themselves and win games?
I wish I had that answer, Glenn. I don't have that answer. But you look at this group and the amount of, we put so much onto a guy like Christian Pulisic to score goals for us.
Yeah.
You feel bad for him at times. It's like it's all on his shoulders. If we don't score, it's like Pulisic, you know, or Weah, or, you know, a midfielder. That is, it's a really glaring hole for this country. And it has been, in particular, in this cycle. You know, Josie was, he was a serious forward. Eddie Johnson, you know, I can think of some guys that were, you know, kind of, to me, elite forwards, even on the international stage. But this last cycle, there hasn't been anything that's really stood out and took that role on and given us, you know, we've had at times different profiles, and it's worked to qualify. But that is something we need if we're going to go to a quarterfinals or a semifinals of the World Cup. You're not going anywhere without a big time forward. So that is something I think a lot of people are asking this question, and we're thinking of how we can produce that. I don't have that answer though, but it's a frustrating thing.
Well, at least we've identified it in a bigger way now in the World Cup, and hopefully the think tank can get after solutions. We're talking to Ben Olsen here. Ben, before we move on, you want to just give us kind of an update on the Dynamo and what you guys have been doing? Obviously, you've signed some players. Maybe take a minute here and just, you know, I know there's a lot of work going on here in the offseason.
Well, I'm getting a feel for this for Texas and Houston. And, you know, my wife came for a few days and I've been here now for a couple of weeks on the ground and I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying the people and everyone's been very warm and welcoming me. And, you know, I'm meeting a lot of people at the club and we got a really good support system here. So that's going great and excited to get the family down here. The from a sporting side, I'm spending a lot of time on looking at players with Pat and Asher and the scouts and trying to bolster the roster. Looking to round out my staff. You know, I have not announced any staff members yet, so we're going through that. We've identified a few different buckets and what I need to kind of surround myself with to make myself whole, and we're working through some of that. Spending a lot of time on preseason and how we're going to go about teaching our game model and what that's going to look like, and how we're going to push this group physically. And then the cultural piece, you know, having a lot of dialogue on what, you know, how can we go about changing the culture here and the mentality. So these are kind of some of the things that are going on at the club right now. Busy, you know, the days are going by very quickly. I think I've seen since I've been here maybe one and a half World Cup games. It's just, I just don't have time for it. You know, you look up, you see it a little bit, but it's been that busy that I don't really have a lot of time to and enjoy the cup right now.
Well, Ben, listen, thank you so much for coming on to get your insight about the World Cup and the U.S. national team's exceptional. We thank you very much for that. Continued success building everything around the Dynamo heading into 2023.
Thanks, brother. Good catching up.